What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you ever find yourself rushing from one thing to the next, even when you don't have any reason to be rushing? Maybe it's when you're driving and you're trying to get somewhere super fast, even though you're not even running late, or when you're eating and you just scarf down your food, even though you're not on a time crunch. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about how we are kind of always rushing. We're doing things quickly. I feel like everyone I know has these sort of tendencies where we aren't really in a hurry, but we act like it. I've been really aware of this over the past few months, especially. I think I read something about the power of single tasking because lots of us try to multitask or we're balancing many things at a time because maybe we feel like we have to, maybe it's required for our job or for school, or maybe we're just used to it, but we don't give the value in the time and the dedication to the one thing that we're actually doing. It can end up being detrimental to our focus, to our mental well-being, to our energy and our nervous system. I know that when I rush from one thing to the next, I feel jittery. I feel like I'm in a hurry. I feel like I'm getting myself worked up and anxious in a way. I know, for example, there have been days where I wake up and maybe I have an appointment in the morning, and like I woke up a little later than I'd like. As I'm rushing to get ready, I literally feel anxious. Like it actually starts to make me feel a little bit shaky and like nauseous because I'm working myself up. Like I'm in the car and I'm, you know, tapping my foot and I'm like trying to go as fast as I can, and it's stressful and it's not good for me. It's not a good situation to be in. And I noticed that even in times where I'm not late, I kind of do the same thing. It's like I'm conditioned to want to rush or multitask. And I think that is reflected in a lot of what we see in today's society and culture, the hustle culture, the needing to be, you know, productive at all times, meaning needing to be busy at all times. I think when I heard about this and started digging into this topic a few years ago, I specifically noticed in my morning or night routine, especially when getting ready for bed, I was rushing. I'd be like, oh my God, I need to brush my teeth. I need to floss. Like I need to do all my skincare. Let me just do it as quickly as possible because like I just want to go to bed. I don't really want to do all this. I don't want to spend 30 minutes doing all of these steps. My mom and I would be getting ready for bed and, you know, I could tell like she's rushing too. She doesn't want to do it. You know, you just want to get from one thing to the next and go lay down. But I've been making a conscious effort since I read that, like for the past, I don't even know, year or two, to just take my time with things and brush my teeth slowly, not like rush my skincare routine and just get on from one step to the next in a very hurried fashion, but to savor each step and just focus on it, like just be mindful as I'm doing each step. And I think the power in that is when we rush so many of those little mundane things that we do every day or that we have to do, it can cause us to feel like we're rushing our whole life. It's like a stop and smell the roses type of thing where it's like we're missing the point. So that brings us to the topic of today's episode, which is how to slow down in a fast-paced world, how to stop rushing from one thing to the next and embrace slow living, really just intentional living. I've had this idea in my list of podcast ideas for quite a while, honestly, and I thought it was kind of opportune timing to pull this episode out and finally do it because with the start of fall coming, at least if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the time to slow down. It's like the perfect time to really embrace this slow, intentional, present living that we're going to be talking about today. So I just felt like this would be kind of impeccable timing for this episode. But by the way, welcome back to the Glow and Tell podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you today. It's really been starting to feel like fall where I live. Like the weather has been chilly. The leaves are actually starting to change already. And I've been wearing sweaters, hoodies, sweatpants every day. So I'm really starting to embrace the cozy vibes and just kind of winding down from the summer. So I think it would be helpful to start with why we're always rushing. Like if we want to fix this and get to the bottom of it, we need to figure out why this is actually happening, because I don't think this is a just me type of thing. I think this is something that a lot of us, or all of us honestly struggle with. But it comes down to the fact that we live in a culture, in a current society that celebrates rushing and productivity. Not just those things, but also speed and output. Oftentimes in jobs, the pace at which you can finish work or complete tasks is celebrated rather than potentially thoroughness or intentionality. We have things like hustle culture, you know, the concepts like rise and grind, and you can sleep when you're dead. It may sound cringy, but I think they are themes that do reverberate through our society and culture. Even things like technology feeding us with constant content, like one-click shopping, quick dopamine, food that can be delivered in minutes, like everything is fast. There is a focus on speed, quickness, hustle, even if we're not always aware of it. But our nervous systems genuinely were not designed for that pace. As I mentioned in the start of the episode, I noticed that when I'm rushing from one thing to the next and I'm going as fast as I can, I feel the physical effects in my body. Not only am I mentally stressed, I'm trying to go as fast as I can, very rigorous and not relaxing. It also induces a physical response in my body because my nervous system is going crazy. So I'm shaking, my stomach feels a little off, I'm like sweating. All of these are signs that the nervous system is not regulated, and I want to do a whole episode on this in and of itself, but nervous system regulation will literally change your life, and it's something that I've been working on, and it's really just trying to get your body out of that fight or flight state so that your cortisol is not constantly spiked and you can live in the present moment and feel relaxed without having this need to constantly be busy and rushing from one thing to another. Nervous system dysregulation is deadly, honestly. In the long term, it can kill you. Like, not to sound super scary, but your nervous system is responsible for so much of how you feel, of how literally disease can affect your body. It affects your immune system, your mental state, your digestion, like your ability to sleep, to relax, to eat, like literally everything. So it's incredibly important to care for our nervous systems. This is something I've been specifically aiming to do because of the fact that I naturally have an anxiety disorder. It's a little bit more difficult for me or other people with anxiety as well to not get so wrapped up into the fight or flight. And I just feel very sensitive to not be stressed and anxious over every little thing and like let it consume me on the day to day, because it will affect every single other part of your body, part of your life, and literally just your ability to live a happy, good, comfortable life. Think about all your daily habits, from getting ready in the morning, you know, making your breakfast or meal prepping, scrolling on social media, scarfing your food down without even tasting it, speed scrolling through TikTok, multitasking while you're doing the dishes or taking a walk, multitasking so much that nothing gets your full attention. Let me tell you something about multitasking. We're going to talk more about this later, but you literally cannot multitask. What we call multitasking is actually rapidly switching from one thing to the next. Your brain physically cannot focus on more than one thing at once. That's why even when you're talking to someone and, you know, doing something on your phone or listening to TV while trying to do your homework, you will realize that you either don't really know what the person just said, or you don't know what you were just looking at on your phone. Or for the second example, you'll realize that you don't know what's going on in the show, or you aren't fully focused on your homework and you don't really know what you're doing. So both of those things that you're trying to focus on and trying to switch between will actually have a lower quality of work, and you will only be able to give them a small portion of your focus and attention because you're switching between multiple things. Nothing will be perfectly done, or your friend won't feel super listened to, your homework won't be done flawlessly, you won't be able to remember everything that just happened in the show because you're context switching so quickly. I think when nothing gets your full attention, the attention to detail is lost, which I honestly think attention to detail is a beautiful thing. It can just involve noticing things and noticing them fully. It can be listening to a friend talk and fully gathering their story and the nuances in their emotions and the way that they were feeling, or working on an art project and not just speeding through it as quickly as you can, but taking the time to think of cool and unique ways that you can think outside the box and add your own personal touch and make it a little bit more exciting and a little bit more you. With these habits of rushing all of our little daily things and doing them as quickly as possible to just get on to the next and get them over with, rushing becomes the default. Multitasking becomes the default. We lose the thoughtfulness and attention that comes with single tasking and slowing down. And now we are in that state of fight or flight all the time. Nervous system is deregulated all the time. We're losing friends because they feel like we don't listen to them, or failing homework assignments because we weren't really paying attention, or we have a phone addiction because we're so used to consuming content at a rapid speed that nothing else can satisfy us anymore. So slowing down is a way to reclaim your energy, your thoughtfulness, your creativity from a culture that is constantly pushing you to speed up. Now that we know why we're rushing, let's talk about the science behind slowing down and why it's actually amazing for us. When you slow down, you actually activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is like your rest and digest mode. This lowers your cortisol levels, your adrenaline, calms your heart rate, and allows your body to get back to equilibrium, just rest mode. It improves your digestion and actually improves your immune system function as well. All of these things help to regulate your sleep quality, your levels of anxiety, inflammation in your body, and not only that, but it also unlocks, in my opinion, like the most valuable thing we have to offer the world, our creativity and clarity, our unique perspective that's kind of hidden deep down beneath all the hustle and bustle. When your brain isn't hijacked with stress and anxiety, you have the ability to daydream, to wander, to imagine, to ponder about things you don't normally think about. Literally, all of my best ideas come in these moments where I'm not getting an input of content anywhere. I'm just with my thoughts, I'm observing, I'm being, I'm not forcing anything to happen. The best ideas always come to me. And I honestly feel like that's us tapping into our real selves, like our soul, like the actual us, apart from all the physical earthly things, but like our soul on a spiritual level. Another crazy thing about slowing down and just savoring life more is it makes life feel longer. When you're rushing through everything every day, hours, days, months, and years will pass in the blink of an eye, like without you even realizing it. Whereas if you were to just sit without any stimulation or input for an hour, that hour would go by so much slower in the best way, not in the way where you're like dreading it and you're like, oh my God, like why are things moving so slowly, but in the way where you're like, wow, it's only 12 o'clock. Like I've already done so many things, or, you know, I've already had so much fun today. Yesterday morning, I woke up at around the same time I usually do, like 7:30 to 8. And my aunt actually came over and we were canning tomatoes. So like my mom and my aunt and I honestly wasn't doing it that much. I was like working on my computer, but they were canning tomatoes and I was like sitting down there and talking with them. And by the time my aunt left and, you know, we had finished all the tomatoes, it was still so early in the day. And I just realized that because we've just been talking and like having fun, or, you know, playing cards and like eating food together, the time went by so slow. It wasn't like, oh, it's like 5 p.m. already, which honestly, that's usually how it feels on my work days. But in this instance, we were being super present. We were talking to each other, enjoying each other's company and time, and I was shocked at how slow the day was going by, like in the best way. Life is meant to be savored. Like we're meant to embrace and enjoy things, to take them in their entirety, feel our feelings, see the world around us, experience it with our senses, and rushing just doesn't offer you the same experience. When you're rushing through life, you miss so many things, and it kind of horrifies me to think about, because I know I personally want to experience everything. I want to feel everything and see everything and get the full experience of everything. And it's even more impactful when I think about how, even though the moment that I'm at in my life at this very second might feel normal to me, you know, it's my usual, it's typical, it's just the way my life is right now, like it's whatever, I know that years down the line, I would probably look back at this time in my life and feel nostalgic about it and wish I could go back, you know, like I even have those feelings about myself a few years ago. So just knowing that every point in my life is a time I can never get back makes me want to savor it all the more. And I guess it can kind of sound like potentially a bad thing when I say that time goes more slowly, or it feels longer when you're present and when you're savoring it. Because I think about, you know, when I would be at work and I'd want the time to go by fast, or I'd be at school and I'd be just wishing it could go by fast, but it felt so slow. But I think it's more about feeling the richness of the moment. The time feels full. It feels well spent rather than feeling unremarkable and like a moment you'll never think about again because it had such a little impact on you. Whenever I think about savoring life and savoring the moment, I always think about chocolate. Like it's a common notion in life to, you know, savor something. Like when you have something really special, like a really special candle or a really beautiful piece of jewelry, savoring it in those instances might be only wearing it for very special occasions, you know, being extremely careful when you do and only burning the candle at the most special occasion and not just burning the whole thing away and then it's gone. When you have a really beautiful bar of chocolate that's super expensive, you eat the chocolate very slowly. You let it melt on your tongue. You taste every flavor and note in the chocolate. You don't just scarf it down and never to be seen again. I think that's what we need to do with life. Unlock it layer by layer, sit in it, experience it, even the not so pleasant times, but also the pleasant times. Maybe it's also similar to sipping a cup of tea. You know, you don't take a cup of tea and chug the whole thing down. You'll burn your throat and it's too much all at once. But when you take the tea sip by sip, you appreciate it in layers and it feels more special that way.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So let's talk about the practical ways that you, I, everyone can slow down in our lives, which I will tell you, this is something that will take conscious effort, but you can change it. You can change your natural state from rushing and being in a constant hurry to savoring and living in the moment and having that be your go-to. However, it might be something you have to work at first. It might be something where you notice that you're rushing while you're doing your skincare or makeup and you say, you know what, let's just take a few more minutes to do this and appreciate every part of it. So let's start by talking about the morning rituals and the morning routine. For me, this is the way that I'm gonna set my day up for success. So when I do my morning routine right, it is out of this world. The feeling that I have after is so good. It's such a great time for me to be present and have like an hour in the morning, kind of just by myself, alone with my thoughts, slowly taking in the day. I have also done my morning routine not right, which would be like me just getting on my phone first thing, scrolling in bed for a while, watching YouTube videos while I get ready, and that completely changes the way that I feel in an unfavorable way. It really comes down to discipline. If you have the discipline to say to yourself, even though rushing or just mindlessly scrolling on my phone is the easy thing right now, the thing that I truly want to do and the thing that I truly desire and know would be good for me is doing the opposite. So I'm gonna put my foot down, be disciplined with myself, and have enough willpower to choose the best thing for me rather than the thing that I want to do. It's hard at first, I'll be honest. It really does take willpower. But even when I find myself wanting to do like the wrong thing, like go on my phone in the morning rather than have a quiet, peaceful morning without all of that noise, when I remind myself that that's the undisciplined thing to do, that's like my ego or my dopamine addiction trying to point me in the wrong way, it makes it easier to say no. Like it makes it easier for me to do the right thing because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not letting that win. Like, absolutely not. It makes it easier for me to do the right thing. If you find yourself typically rushing in the morning, like you're rushing to school, you know, you want to get as much sleep as possible, so you sleep in and then you're late and you have to do everything as hurriedly as possible, I would urge you to wake up 15 to 20 to however many minutes earlier that you would need so that you could have a relaxing and peaceful morning. This will literally set the tone for your whole day. Like you could be in the best, most peaceful, most grounded state and mood after this morning routine, or you could be rushed, already annoyed, irritable with everyone, just depending on the way that your morning goes. I already mentioned the not going on your phone thing, but I really think it's the most important one. I know it's really hard for a lot of us. Like the first thing we want to do is just grab it and, you know, see what's been going on. What have we missed since we've been sleeping? But oh my gosh, there's nothing you're missing. Just put it back down and let your day get started without the phone. Maybe put on some music or like a relaxing relaxing playlist or some affirmations in the background. I do that sometimes, but sometimes I also just like to sit in silence, hear the birds chirp, like just listen, just observe, and just be. Some of my favorite mindful habits to do in the morning are journaling. Journaling is like one of the best ways we have to just reflect on our life, reflect on our experiences, reflect on our mental state. I just think there's a lot of importance in that when we reflect and not ruminate, but just simply analyze and come to conclusions about our life and our feelings. I think it can give us perspective on our circumstances and our mental state and help us find clarity in what we're feeling and how we want to move forward with our life. There's just so many amazing things about it. It can just be a quiet few minutes in the morning where you do a little journal prompt or you reflect about the previous day or your dreams. I also think that making a little morning drink and just like quietly sipping it, maybe, you know, sitting on the porch or looking outside for a few minutes is so, so nice. I love making a seasonal drink to really embody the season and that aspect of it as well. Like in the fall, I love making a little London fog latte or a chai latte or just one of my little spiced teas, taking a little extra time to, you know, add some cinnamon on top or a cute little garnish or use it in a cute mug. Like it can just feel really special and fun. Aside from the morning routine though, movement is incredibly powerful. I love a little hot girl walk with a podcast. Like it's one of my favorite things, and you know, working out with a good playlist and really getting in the zone. But sometimes it's really nice to just take a walk in silence. Sometimes this sounds a little insane, but I will actually go on a walk and won't be like listening to anything. I'll just be walking my dogs and I'll be like talking to myself out loud. Sometimes I talk as if I'm like giving, you know, a lecture on my podcast or like talking on my podcast, or I just talk about, I don't know, things that have happened in my life. And it's like fun, but you can also do this with just thinking in your head. Cause I know that sounds a little weird, but I've also seen that talking and walking at the same time is something that like really helps lower your dementia risk or something like that. So that has stuck with me. And that's why I'm like, okay, it's okay for me to walk and talk, even if I'm alone. But do things without having a second source of input all the time. Like just notice the world around you, do your workout and focus on your breath and the movement and doing the movement with the best form as you possibly can, rather than just focusing on the music or whatever else you're listening to. I also think doing slower forms of exercise like Pilates is so helpful for this, because that also will help regulate your nervous system, lower your cortisol. Whereas some things like super, super heavy weightlifting or like HIIT workouts can kind of increase the stress on your body. And, you know, those things are great, but for the nervous system regulation and this idea of slowing down that we're talking about, I think that mixing in Pilates and slow forms of movement with, you know, heavy weightlifting and super fast upbeat cardio and HIIT is really, really good. Like the mix of the two is needed. And I love how much control you have with Pilates. Like I just feel so in tune with my body when I'm doing it. I'm literally aware of like every single little muscle that's being used. I'm very intentional with the way that I'm moving my body. I'm very intentional with every breath I take. It's so mindful and so grounding. I truly recommend that you try it if you haven't before. I mean, you can try going to a Pilates class or just doing a video on your phone, but when you do it right, it is very impactful. Another thing, and this is honestly kind of hard for me, I've always been a little speed walker, but don't rush when you're walking everywhere. I don't mean like stand in the middle of an aisle on your phone going super slowly, but just you don't have to be in that constant rush when it's not necessary. I find that like everywhere I go, I have a tendency to walk really fast. My boyfriend always says like, how do you walk so fast? Like I'm so short, but I'm going fast. Like I'm going faster than him. But it's in times where I'm not even in a rush. Like there's no point for me to walk that fast. So I think that slowing down in those instances is another great way to practice this. And the eating. I feel like the way that we eat has really changed over time. I feel like eating used to be a very mindful thing just from the depictions I've seen from decades, centuries ago. And now it's like we are little iPad kids watching YouTube videos every time. We're just mindlessly eating it, like not really tasting or savoring it. And we're watching something else while we do it too. So practice chewing slowly, tasting your food, fully chewing it. And by the way, chewing your food thoroughly is so much better for your digestion. It's so that you can break down the food better and actually get all of the nutrients out of your food. If you barely chew it all and just like swallow it whole, you won't be getting all of the benefits from your food. But another great tip for this is putting your fork down between bites. Rather than sitting like hunched over your plate, you know, arms on the table, fork in hand the whole time, like just waiting for the next bite, take a bite and then put your fork or spoon down and just sit there while you chew it, and then pick up the fork or spoon again for the next bite. Not only does digestion improve when you're in a calm state and not like a hurried fast eating state, but also you won't overeat, because when you eat slower like that, your body can actually have time to register when you're full properly, rather than like gorging yourself and feeling so overfull. And for digital life and habits, instead of speed scrolling, doom scrolling, set intentional times to check social media and be disciplined with yourself when it's time to turn it off. Like, I think my favorite way to do this is if I get on my phone and I'm gonna do a little scroll, I will look at the time and say like, okay, it's 3:30, at 3:45, I'm turning my phone off no matter what. That's it. I'm serious with myself. And when 3:45 comes, I'm turning my phone off. It also helps to notice how much calmer you feel when you do these things slowly, and when you're not speed scrolling and speed checking as fast as possible. Like, your body will feel more relaxed. And incorporating slow rituals and pampering. Things like a nice mindful bath, lighting candles, doing some self-care, reading a book, taking a walk. Even though they might seem extra or like something you don't have time for, they're not. I think they're just as necessary as everything else you may have to do. They literally send signals to your body that you're safe, cared for, that you can rest and relax, you're okay, you can put your body back into that rest and digest state. So I think it's really helpful to find some of those slower habits and hobbies that you really love and embrace that when you're needing some slow rest time. And lastly, consciously saying no. Being busy all the time doesn't make you better than anyone else. You might see people online who are constantly posting them going to a new country and a new country and a new place, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, and you may be subconsciously feeling like they're better than you in some way, or you wish you had their life. Or you might go on LinkedIn and see people posting accomplishment after accomplishment and begin to think about your own life and how you feel inferior to them. But busyness is not a badge of honor. A lot of times these things can be performative. It is really no true indication of the quality of work or of so many things that are more nuanced and can't be seen with the eye, like your state of mind, your quality of life, and your overall well-being. Saying no to what doesn't serve you creates purpose and intention in your life. You don't have to take every opportunity that comes your way or feel bad about not doing as much as someone else. Choosing things that are aligned with you, your path, and your morals will always be the most important thing and the most fulfilling thing. And also, you don't need to earn rest by working hard. It's not like the harder you work, the more rest you deserve. You deserve rest at any time. Like, rest isn't a reward, it's a requirement. It's another part of your life that is necessary, just like every other part. So don't feel like you need to burn yourself out before you're allowed to take a step back. Lastly, I want to talk about how, in addition to all the other benefits I mentioned, how slowing down creates magnetism. Now, I have a whole podcast episode about this, about energy, your magnetism, like how you can be the most magnetic person. So if you want to dive into that and figure out what I'm referring to, I think it was like one of the first episodes on my channel. But when you're calm and present, your energy shifts and people feel it. Magnetism is all about presence. Like, when someone enters a room and it's like they command the attention of the room because they're so magnetic and you can just feel it. Like, there's something about them. They just have that it factor. You're enthralled by them. You want to know more about them. That comes from this calmness and presence and this self-assuredness. The people who are magnetic, who draw people in, who attract opportunities, are not the people who are frantic and rushed, but the people who are calm and confident. When you slow down, you create space for things to come to you. This kind of also makes me think of how I mentioned that my best ideas come when I'm not forcing anything and when I'm not doing anything else, when I'm just sitting back and relaxing and observing. I get the most amazing ideas. I feel like the most amazing opportunities also come in those times. Like how people always say, you know, they come when you least expect it. It's like when you sit back and let go and just be, those amazing opportunities are going to come to you. But overall, slowness just creates an aura of ease and trust, which is deeply magnetic. So it's kind of just like an extra little layer to this, in addition to all the other benefits of having more clarity and creativity and feeling more calm and having a regulated nervous system and lower cortisol. It's just another added benefit and another way that this can help your life and your relationships. So to wrap it all up, rushing keeps you dysregulated. It's not the ideal state for us to be in, but slowing down brings health, clarity, presence, and even magnetism. Your assignment for this week is to find one area in your life where you can make a conscious effort and a conscious choice to begin to slow down. Maybe it's adding in a cup of morning tea or journaling, or maybe it's taking a silent walk or waking up a little earlier so you have time to get ready and you don't have to be rushed. Or maybe it's setting intentional times for scrolling so you don't doom scroll and consume tons of content so quickly. Notice how doing this shifts your mood, your body, the way that you feel, because I think that observing those things is almost like proof to yourself that it works, that it's powerful, and that it makes a big difference. And then you'll be able to apply it to other areas of your life. But start small and see how this will seep into all the other areas of your life and just literally make you a more radiant, magnetic person. Really hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, I would love it if you gave me a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the YouTube channel and give this video a thumbs up. It would really help me out. We also have a Glow and Tell Instagram account. It's glowandtell.pod. If you want to check that out, I post little inspiring quotes and cute pictures to kind of keep you in a good headspace throughout the week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.